Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Hello and welcome to Inside the Newsroom. Today we are joined by the Sentinel Records promotions coordinator, Brandy Walker. Brandy, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's just jump right into it. We wanted to talk about some of the added features you've been working on for the Sentinel Record, and maybe let's start with Speedy Reviews. What is Speedy Reviews?
Okay, well, for one, I just kind of wanted to introduce myself. I am Brandy Walker. I'm the promotions coordinator here at the Sentinel Record. I have been working with Waco Media for probably about 5 years. I have done everything from checking the mail to working with admins, working with their digital media or marketing. So I feel like I'm really pretty comfortable in here in the office and, you know, getting with the community and such. So what we're doing now is really promoting our digital aspect of the paper. We're no longer really printing a lot of papers. Only a few subscribers are actually getting them in the mail. Really, everybody's been going digital. They're either doing it on their iPad, on their Android, on their iPad, really, if they have that with their subscription as well. So a big thing about our new segments is centered around either, like, for instance, our podcast here or our digital videos, just so that way it's something really kind of cute and interactive to see within the paper. So our Speedy Reviews is something that we've started here fairly recently, and we're just going around and reviewing different restaurants at the moment or different places to eat based upon categories of food. For instance, the first time we did food trucks, we went to 420 Eats Food Truck Court, and we just sampled the ones that were open there. There was about 5 different food trucks. Some of them I feel like our locals know of, like the Rock and Roll Hibachi. That's been really big and pretty popular, especially on social media for the last couple of years. But then there's some of them that people might not know of, like Taj on Wheels, that they're just maybe something that they've always wanted to try, but have never gotten around to it, or, you know, maybe they might be a little timid to do so. And so that's where we come in, to try either something new or maybe something that they haven't tried in a long time, maybe somebody's moved. And then, like, let us do the work for you. It's going to be super speedy. We're going to do it in less than 3 minutes because you've got other stuff to do. And hopefully it'll encourage them to try that as well.
And what would you say kind of, and you've already kind of answered this in part, but what separates this from shows like Foodie Friday?
Well, for Foodie Friday, I feel we've done such a great job with Foodie Friday. We put out email blasts for that. We remind our subscribers for this. It's one of the biggest followings that we have is for Foodie Friday. I feel like a lot of people are anxious to see who we're highlighting in our Foodie Friday segments. Foodie Friday, Beth does a wonderful job with this. You know, we go in, we interview the restaurant person, the managers, the owners, the workers for there. We see what goes on specifically within that restaurant, within that establishment, what makes them special, what makes them unique, why do we want to go and visit them. With Speedy Reviews, it's, like I said, we've got 3 minutes. We're in, we're out. I want to go in there and have maybe one specific thing. For food trucks, you know, we went and we did one meal, one appetizers that perhaps we're running a special that day. Our upcoming ones, we're going to be doing ice cream. We're going to be doing sweets. We're going to be doing appetizers. And it's just more of a centralized category per each place. For instance, if you go to one of your favorite restaurants and you always get the same type of appetizer, I love this appetizer. I need to talk to people about this appetizer. But maybe you don't necessarily go there for any other thing. Or this place has got the best burgers. This place has got the best seasoning or the best French fries, the best what have you. I want to go there and try that. I want to go there and try 5 other ones, so that way we can kind of compare them and say, well, yeah, well, if you like these burgers, maybe try this place. If you like these appetizers, maybe try this place. If you've never tried this ice cream before, what are you waiting for? I'll help you try it. I'll let you know how I feel about it. And if you think that we're on the same page, same level, then go try it for yourself too. Or if you think I'm completely wrong, let me know. I want to hear what your opinions are too.
And let's see, there were a couple other added features. Let's see, joke of the day. I've been seeing a lot of that.
Yes, joke of the day. Well, I kind of wanted to call that brighten your day with Brandy, just in case I run out of jokes. I thought personally that would be a little bit more difficult because I am on camera. Not a lot of people are too comfortable looking at a camera and just talking to basically yourself or, you know, just an audience that you hope is there on the other side. I think it's a kind of a big challenge, but, you know, ultimately it's fun. I feel like people might even enjoy doing that in case they wanted to come on their own podcast, if they wanted to come do their own little segments. It's really not that difficult after you get used to it for a while. But for the Brighten Your Day with Brandy, I basically take these dad jokes and, just explain them. I'm not gonna lie, my son, he is in kindergarten. He reads a lot of jokes off the back of milk cartons. He comes home and he tells me, and I use most of them. He asked me for this last one about how do cows stay informed, and I asked him, well, how? And he said, the newspaper. And I died. Like, I love it. So that's where I get most of my material from, is going to be either cute little quip dad jokes or on the back of milk cartons. It's not too crazy, but I feel like, you know, when you're flipping through the paper on Sundays, you always have those comics. You always want to read something that's going to be light and heartening, and you just makes you bring a smile to your face. And if you can do that every day with Brighten Your Day with Brandy, just watch me kind of be silly for a little bit. If it brightens your day, then my job is done. And if you think, you know, this girl is crazy, or I can't believe, you know, she's doing this, keep watching, because it's going to get crazier. And please feel free to share them and like them and offer your own suggestions. We encourage comments for our YouTube channel. If you want me to tell a joke, then actually put it in there and we'll see what happens.
Speaking of brightening days, you have an upcoming feature called Best Day Ever.
I do. So our Best Day Ever was an idea that spawned here in the office. And when you think about our newspapers, when we think about our news source in general, we see a lot of maybe sometimes doom and gloom, right? We see a fire on the front page. We see some sort of scandal. We see some sort of crime. And while those are extremely important to report on here locally, especially since they're going to affect your lives day to day, what we've heard from our viewers and our readers a lot is, where are all the good stuff? We want people to come to our city. We want people to want to be here. We don't want just necessarily tourists to come, because of course, you know, that's a great market for that as well. But we want people to come here and stay. We want people to thrive. We want people to live and become part of our community. And a lot of stuff that we've heard from our subscribers and our viewers and our readers is, where's the good? Why aren't we focusing on the neighbor across the street who has a community garden? Why aren't we highlighting this person who goes to a senior center every other day to help, you know, knit or do crafts? Where is the best days ever? So one of the things that we're doing is we're picking out different people within our community. And it's honestly, like, they can go from people that you've never heard about. We can go from people who are community leaders, you know, a different organization. Just a whole bunch of different community involvement people, and say, tell me about one of your best days ever. It can be when your child was born. It could be when you met the love of your life. It could be when you finally got that brand new car you've been waiting for forever. It was whenever you got a raise, whenever you got your first job, whenever you learned a life lesson, whenever something was going down and then it just switched. The the light switch just flipped on and now you've got this wonderful day, because I want to hear about it. I want to hear about it. I feel like our community wants to hear about it. Our neighbors want to hear about it. And it's just another way to bring up Hot Springs.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe. And kind of speaking about all these features together and kind of the digital media strategy, why is it important to offer these kinds of features alongside our regular news content, would you say?
I think that goes a lot to do with how we have moved into a digital application of stuff. I know that for so long people were used to the printed newspaper. They got their newspaper every morning at a certain time so they can read it with their coffee. They get it at their office. They get it delivered to them by mail. It was more of a comforting thing, I feel, like something that never changes in an ever-changing world. And it's not necessarily change as much as it's growth. It's evolving. We're evolving. We know we hardly ever get emails anymore, right? We hardly ever get paper mail anymore. We get emails. All of our bills is either done straight out of your bank or you're going to get emails for it. It's just another one of the evolutions to media, and Hot Springs is no different than it is for the Globe, for the Post, for the Wall Street Journal. If you want a print paper, you know, you're more than welcome to come up here and grab one. But for the most part, we love our digital. We love our digital replica. We love our digital paper on our iPad. We've been calling it the Padper. I really think that's really cute, because you know you can use that on any kind of tablet, your own device. But if you're already going to get a subscription to the paper, why not get a free iPad with it? You know, you can use that. I use that for my kids. Disney Plus whenever we're traveling. I use that for in the morning whenever I go to read our paper. You can swipe through so many different editions if I miss one, or for instance if I want to share an article with somebody, it's so easy. We just like flip it over and share instead of having to go out and buy a newspaper and save it. It's really convenient for you know, for like even obituaries, whenever you want to send that to your friends and family who are across the country or across a different state, to just click and share. So a big part of our new segments, digitally wise, is just to make the paper more interactive. Something that I like to kind of reference it as is like the Harry Potter papers. Like, you know, when Sirius Black was on the front page and then he moved and you could actually see him going through the whole perp walk and there's flashing lights. That's what's happening right now. You can literally click on our first homepage right now of the video and see the whole story completely interactive. You can feel your people's emotions whenever they go to do an interview. You can see the excitement in their eyes. It's completely moving. It's not just reading pages or, you know, print off of a piece of paper. It's a whole movement for it. And these little segments that we're doing are just enhancing it even further. And also we're doing, for the podcast, for instance, it's not necessarily video, but we can listen to it whenever we want, right? We can download this whenever we have time. We can subscribe to it. And it's just something that is added to our day-to-day basis. Just another way to get the news.
And I think you've mentioned this before, but are there any other new projects and promotions underway or in the works?
Oh, my goodness. Here at the Sentinel Record, we are coming up with new ideas literally every day. We have got such a great team within our office, within our building, within just brilliant ideas almost every single day. Hey, what if we try this? What if we try that? How do you feel about this? Let's ask people walking out on the street, you know, hey, what would you think about this? Or how would you feel about that? We've got a lot of different projects and stuff coming up. I believe we've got our jokes that are, oh, our John Williams, he's doing our weekend weather report card. I'm super excited about that. If you don't know John Williams, he is an incredible person to just sit and observe, to sit and watch. He's one of those guys who you would love to not just like go out and eat with him, but like even walk downtown with him, because he's always got just a different perspective on what's going on. He's so informative and he's so relatable to it. I was listening to his weather report card and it was like I've heard this weatherman's voice for my entire life. And it's something that he's passionate about. It's something informative. And I think that's going to be a really big hit too, whenever people just go to look at the newspaper and see that's just another different type of avenue that they can take that will affect their day-to-day lives, especially the weekend.
And kind of all these features, what's the best way people can access all that content?
Okay, well, we, of course, on our social media, our Facebook is always booming. We've got ads that are running that you might have actually seen. I probably, you know, targeted you for it. If you see one of those, please feel free to click on them, of course. But we post stuff every day on Facebook. We post stuff on our Instagram. We've got, we're actually coming up with, we're going to be on our TikTok more too. So definitely find us there on our TikTok. We're going to be doing a couple of different, maybe even bloopers for some of our speedy reviews, some of our best day ever, some of our little clips here, little clips there, especially of our jokes of the day. We're really on all of our social medias for sure. If you're not already seeing it in our paper, which of course is the number one way to get there, we can always go on our website, hotsenior.com, hotsr.com. That's a great way to remember it. And also, in case anybody ever wants to email me, whether it's for best day ever, whether it's for a cool joke, you have a great idea, you want to see this in the paper, maybe you don't like something that I've done or something that somebody else has done, you're like, I don't really agree with that restaurant review, or you should take another look at this, or come over here and try this instead. My email is bwalker@hotsr.com. Definitely feel free to email me and talk to me.
All right. I think that's all the questions I had. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just if you've been hesitant to give the digital replica or the iPad or anything on your device a try, we've got plenty of help here, either at the office or in circulation, that can help you get on the track of where you need to be. It's so easy. It's literally a click away, and it's always in your pocket anyway. And we're here for you.
All right. Well, Brandy, thank you very much for coming on Inside the
Newsroom. Thank you, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.